What if your investment strategy is actively undermining the very systems upon which your returns depend? This provocative question lies at the heart of 21st century investing. As climate change threatens economic stability and inequality mirrors conditions that preceded major historical conflicts, conventional approaches focused solely on portfolio risk management have become dangerously inadequate. The financial industry's enormous scale, global wealth exceeding $360 trillion, means investors now wield unprecedented influence over fundamental systems. This isn't just about ethics, it's about financial survival in an interconnected world where system collapse threatens everyone's returns. Modern portfolio theory revolutionized finance by focusing on portfolio-level risk rather than avoiding individual risky securities. However, the 2008 financial crisis exposed its flawed assumption that investors cannot influence systematic market risks. System-level investing transcends both conventional and sustainable approaches. Conventional investors focus solely on financial returns. Sustainable investors add social considerations, while system-level investors recognize their power to support essential interconnected systems – healthcare, food security, employment, financial markets, climate stability, and natural resources. Climate change responses illustrate this evolution. Conventional investors see opportunities in Arctic drilling or refugee barriers. Sustainable investors maintain clean portfolios through fossil fuel divestment. System-level investors take a holistic approach, building alternative vision portfolios while advocating for disclosure requirements, joining initiatives like Climate Action 100+, creating climate-friendly markets, and supporting regulations. This approach is financial pragmatism, not idealism. With over 90% of returns coming from overall market performance rather than stock selection, strengthening underlying systems enhances returns for all. Not every social issue requires a system-level approach. Four criteria determine which challenges do: consensus, broad agreement on importance; relevance, substantial impact on financial performance; effectiveness, investor ability to influence outcomes; and uncertainty, risks conventional tools can't address. Fresh water exemplifies these criteria. With 1.2 billion people in water-scarce regions, water is a UN-recognized human right. It impacts economic development across industries, can be influenced through infrastructure investments, and faces uncertainties like glacier retreat and aquifer depletion affecting billions dependent on major river systems. Income inequality similarly qualifies. IMF research shows that when a country's wealthiest 20% increase their income share by 1%, GDP growth falls by 0.08% over 5 years, while increases for the poorest 20% boost growth by 0.38%, making inequality both a social concern and an economic threat to returns. System-level investors strategically deploy different asset classes for specific impacts. Public equities enable influence over large corporations through disclosure requirements and shareholder engagement, exemplified by CalSTRS's $2.5 billion low-carbon index, reducing emissions by up to 93%. Private equity offers direct ownership without public disclosure constraints. The Caisse de dépôt et placement du Québec leverages this to boost economic growth where beneficiaries live, investing in Montreal's infrastructure and creating a $250 million Canadian AI fund. Venture capital funds disruptive business models addressing systemic risks or opportunities. CalSTRS has directed $691 million to clean energy private equity and $505 million to renewable power assets. Bonds finance essential public goods like affordable housing and healthcare. The green bond market has grown to nearly $1 trillion, with firms like Bank of America establishing guiding principles. Real estate and infrastructure investments shape communities, as shown by Prudential Financial's $1.1 billion Newark initiative, creating affordable housing and supporting local businesses. This approach targets asset classes to key leverage points that enable positive systemic outcomes, expanding investment opportunities while strengthening overall system health. System-level investors adapt familiar investment tools for broader impact. Investment belief statements now explicitly address systemic risks. CalPERS mentions climate change, while Washington State Investment Board acknowledges being subject to complex and systemic global risks. Security selection now extends beyond ESG integration to setting industry-wide standards. Many investors exclude entire fossil fuel industries rather than specific companies, while others create concentrated investment programs targeting systematic change, like Quebec's CAS with its $3.3 billion in local investments supporting regional growth and renewable energy. Corporate engagement has evolved from individual company discussions to system-wide influence. Hermes Investment Management confronted construction companies on human rights in Qatar, resulting in formal worker protection agreements and developed tools enabling managers to form holistic views of climate risks across portfolios. Manager selection now requires demonstrating policies with systemic implications, such as joining industry organizations advocating for system-level considerations or showing documented impact records. Aviva Investors maintains a buy list of managers passing its ESG criteria and surveys asset managers to enhance industry standards. For water issues, these tools might include adjusting investment beliefs to specify water's material impact across asset classes, instructing managers to include water risks in valuations, requiring property managers to monitor water usage, and incorporating water expertise in manager selection. Forward-looking investors are developing techniques for system-level challenges through field building, investment enhancement, and opportunity generation. Field building techniques pool resources for collective action. KL Felicitas Foundation demonstrates this by developing entrepreneur incubators, creating intermediaries like Sonen Capital, and establishing Tonic, a global network of 400-plus members managing $4.5 billion in impact investments. Investment enhancement techniques strengthen systems through traditional activities. Norway's Sovereign Wealth Fund incorporates international standards and divests from harmful industries. Dutch pension fund PGGM allocates billions to impact portfolios addressing climate change, food security, and healthcare, with $17 billion in sustainable solutions. New Zealand's superannuation exemplifies a comprehensive climate strategy by transitioning to low-carbon investments, monitoring managers, investing in alternative energy, sponsoring research, and engaging corporations and other institutional investors. Imagine if every major investor adopted these techniques. How quickly could we solve pressing challenges? What systemic risks in your portfolio could become opportunities through collaborative action? The world faces unprecedented global risks, from melting ice caps and species extinction to widening inequities and fragile democracies. COVID-19 exposed our unpreparedness for systemic challenges. Yet investors now wield enormous influence, with the top 500 institutional investors controlling over $100 trillion, enough to reshape global systems. Six steps can help investors manage these interconnected risks. 1. Set goals acknowledging that investments affect systemic challenges, recognizing impacts on climate, biodiversity, and social equity. 2. Decide where to focus using 4 criteria: consensus, relevance, effectiveness, and uncertainty. Climate change exemplifies a priority meeting all criteria. 3. Allocate assets strategically, understanding each asset class's social and environmental purpose. Venture capital driving clean technology innovation, green bonds funding environmental projects. 4. Apply investment tools by extending investment beliefs, voting proxies for systemic influence, incorporating issue-specific criteria, and developing ESG frameworks. 5. Leverage advanced techniques through peer collaboration, supporting regulations, aligning stakeholder interests, and creating solution-oriented markets. 6. Evaluate results beyond quarterly reports by assessing managers' goals, actions, and contributions to positive systemic change. A new capitalism is emerging, driven by information flows, data science, and understanding of systemic risks and opportunities. This evolution equips our financial system to generate the just and sustainable economy our planet needs. The question isn't whether you can afford to adopt system-level investing, it's whether you can afford not to. As systemic risks multiply, business as usual threatens both investment returns and planetary well-being.